In capital.
Good morning, Commissioners. After a 15-minute hiatus, we will reconvene the executive session of the Oregon Government Ethics Commission on this date, which is July 23. Do we have a quorum on Monica? There's Amber. Pardon me, Commissioner Hollister.
Yes, well, I'm not sure that Commissioner Sosa is...
Okay, we'll wait till make sure we have a quorum.
I show it's 11:44, so...
11:46 here on this clock.
Wow, we're fast.
Good time to go home, Mom.
I do that.
I could show you the one I come in on. May not be the same.
That comment wasn't on the record, just in front of the record.
You'll let me...
Yeah, erase that.
Start a new file.
Commissioner Sosa, are you on yet? Okay. We'll wait for a minute. We have to wait for a minute. There he is. Commissioner, welcome back. Commissioner Mason is on, Commissioner Sosa, Commissioner Hollister, Commissioner Lindsay. That said, we will now reconvene the executive session of the Oregon Government Ethics Commission on July 23 under the same authority, Oregon statutory authority announced earlier. We will now move to item 44 on our executive session agenda. The five items are, if not identical, at least similar, 44 through 48. We'll take them one at a time, first with a staff report on item 44. Ms. Myers.
Vice Chair Fiskum, Chair Mason, Commissioners, Susan Myers. Items 44 to 48 are preliminary review reports for the five board members of the Greater Albany Public Schools. None of the respondents or their attorney are appearing. The reports are identical, and with the chair's permission, I will address all five together.
Please.
The commission received two separate complaints on this matter. Both complaints alleged that the gaps, the Greater Albany Public Schools acronym is GAPS. The GAPS board members may have discussed unauthorized matters in an executive session and may have made a final decision while in that executive session. On June 7th, the GAPS board held an executive session under ORS 192.6602D, which authorizes an executive session to conduct deliberations with the district's labor negotiator. No other announcement or citation was made. During this executive session, the board did discuss the district's collective bargaining agreements with its HR director, who was serving as the labor negotiator. Unfortunately, the board did not stop the discussion there. They also discussed amending the superintendent's contract to extend its term and increase her salary with retroactive payments for the prior fiscal year. When the board came out of that executive session back into their regular meeting, they added the contract to their consent agenda, but did not actually vote on it. 2 weeks later, after the complaints were filed and there was some public outcry, the board did go back and vote in a public session to approve the contract addendum. It does not appear that the discussion of amending the superintendent's contract was authorized by subsection 2D. It does not appear to be part of the collective bargaining agreements or any part of the district's labor negotiation process. Additionally, both the Attorney General Manual and the Administrative Rule advise that compensation must not be discussed or negotiated in an executive session, and it appears it was done in this one. The response from the board member's attorney suggests that that rule against compensation discussions does not apply because the discussion of her contract was based on subsection F, which applies to discussion of confidential records. Based on the information available in the preliminary review, it does not appear subsection F would apply, as the superintendent's contract is not an exempt record. Moreover, the board did not cite or announce subsection F as authorizing the executive session. Further investigation is needed to confirm that the superintendent's contract was not part of the labor negotiation process, to determine whether they were acting on advice of counsel, and also to determine whether the board made a final decision on the contract while in executive session. Based on that further investigation, commission staff would then seek to negotiate an appropriate stipulated final order.
Thank you, staff. Commissioners have questions for staff based on the just heard report. Any questions?
I had a question. So the I'm sorry, I read the report.
It's okay. It's been a while.
So the person that said that they thought it would fall under F as an exempt record, was that an attorney?
That was the attorney.
That the superintendent's public contract would be an exempt record.
Because it was drafted by the attorney. And so she was appearing to argue that because the attorney drafted the contract amendment, it was attorney-client privileged and therefore was an exempt record.
So she amended a public contract for a school superintendent and then said that was attorney-client privilege.
Yes.
Huh. Nice argument. That's a new argument for all your lawyers out there, isn't it?
Yeah. And if I don't know that this information is particularly relevant, but three of the five board members had already been voted out, so they knew that their terms were ending.
But they're still serving, but...
They're not now, but they were at the time.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
And the superintendent, they wanted to improve her contract. When the new board came in, the new board had made it clear that they were going to undo this. They have since fired the superintendent.
So we're in the middle of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Ms. Myers, the comments about that. Does Ms. Jacobson represent all of these?
She does.
Okay. And she decided not to appear today, as did the individuals themselves.
Yes, she has indicated an interest and set up a telephone call with me next week to discuss possible resolution.
That's fine. Okay. Thank you. Any other questions for staff from commissioners? You ready to take action? Excuse me. Oh, please. Ms. Hollister, please.
Sure. I guess going back to Ron's, Executive Director Burson's question, I'm just trying to get my head around. So was the argument somehow that the attorney had, it was a draft that hadn't been circulated and they were providing legal advice by drafting an amendment? I mean, maybe there's just no argument here and am I missing something?
No, I think that was the argument. It was not very fully fleshed out.
Gotcha. Thank you so much.
If you're ready for action, commissioners, I would accept a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve staff recommendation and move forward with full investigation on item 44.
You've heard the motion. Any discussion on the motion? We're ready. Commissioner Hollister, please.
You know, I guess I feel like they went farther in this discussion. At least there's the fact support that there was a discussion about the specific employee. It was not sort of a general discussion about comparative salaries and performance, and so I'm actually feeling pretty comfortable voting to recommend investigation on here in this instance. I get that from the facts provided, I think the conversation was much more in depth. So
thank you. Other comments? Ready for the question? Clerk will call the roll, seeing no hands.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Lindsay?
One second. Aye.
Commissioner
Sosa? My computer's
slow. Aye. Chair Mason?
Hand raised, voting aye.
Excellent. Vice Chair Fiskum?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, we will now move to item 21, dealing with Michael Thompson, also from the Linn County School District 8J. The staff report.
Item 45.
I'm sorry, item 45, excuse me. I'm assuming the staff report is the same?
It is.
Commissioners, any questions or comments? And if not, Commissioner Sosa.
Yes, Mr. Chair. I move that we proceed with investigation on item 45.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Lindsay?
Aye.
Commissioner Sosa?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Hand raised, aye.
Vice Chair Fiskum?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Motion passes. We will now move to item 46 involving Jennifer Ward. The staff report will remain the same.
Correct.
Commissioners, hearing, seeing no response, Commissioner Sosa, please.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I move that we proceed with full investigation on item 46.
Clerk will call the roll, please.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Lindsay?
Aye.
Commissioner Sosa?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Hand raised, aye.
Vice Chair Fiskum?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Move to item 47 involving Justin Roach from the Greater Albany Public School District. Staff report remains the same. Commissioner Sosa.
Mr. Chair, I move that we proceed with full investigation on item 47.
Burke.
Commissioner Sosa?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Lindsay?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Hand raised, aye.
Vice Chair Fiskum?
Aye.
Motion passes.
We'll move to item 48 involving Mr. Eric Aquinaga from the Greater Albany Public School District. The staff report remains the same. Commissioner Sosa.
Mr. Chair, I move that we proceed to full investigation on item 48.
Clerk.
Commissioner Sosa?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Lindsay?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Hand raised, aye.
Vice Chair Fiskum?
Aye.
Motion passes.
That concludes the formal executive session agenda. Mr. Burson, anything else to add to the agenda at this late stage?
No, sir.
Thank you. I presume no.